Coming up on today's edition of Locked On Eagles, we take a look at the NFC standings after Thanksgiving. Is Devontae Smith having a down year in 2022? Also, Hassan Reddick and Javon Hargrave on a historic pace this year. All that and more on today's Locked On Eagles.
You are Locked On Eagles, your daily Philadelphia Eagles podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We thank you for making Locked On Eagles your first listen each and every day. Welcome in, Eagles fans, to a Friday edition of the show. It's Black Friday. Today's episode of Locked On Eagles is sponsored by BetOnline.net. They have you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before, because BetOnline is where the game starts. You can find Locked On Eagles Monday through Friday on all podcast platforms, on YouTube as well, and make sure you hit us up on Twitter at Locked On Birds and at DBIASELOE. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving. Turkey, beer, football, what's not to love? One thing, though, I'm sure you guys didn't love was the result of those games. Obviously, Bills-Lions doesn't really impact things as much, although Detroit looks very competitive over the last month. They took the Bills all the way down to the final minute, makes that win against Detroit week one for the Eagles look a little more impressive. But after that, not ideal for the Eagles when it comes to the final two games, the results. The Dallas Cowboys and the Minnesota Vikings both won. The Cowboys beat the New York Giants, so not awful in the sense that the Giants were second in the division at 7-3. They dropped to 7-4 now, so one of those NFC East rivals drops a game in that race behind the Eagles. But Dallas winning, they're 8-3, and I think that's not ideal considering if you wanted the Cowboys or Giants to be matching the Eagles' pace or at least close behind. I think we prefer it to be New York because I think we all agree Dallas is the more legitimate team when it comes to an actual threat to this division in the playoffs. If you were to play them, I think 99% of anybody listening to the show would rather play the Giants or rather deal with the Giants for this division than the Dallas Cowboys. I think Dallas clearly has more talent. Is Dallas a Super Bowl contender? I'll believe it when I see it. 7 years with Dak Prescott, one playoff win. But at the same time, if one of those two NFC East teams were going to turn into a legitimate contender and threat to the Birds, it would be Dallas. So the fact that they won that game, definitely not ideal. And then the Minnesota Vikings beat the New England Patriots last night. Nelson Agholor tried his best to help out his old friends in Philadelphia. Jalen Mills did not. He got beat pretty bad yesterday and allowed a couple, I know, one key touchdown. So not ideal in the sense that both the Cowboys and Vikings, who were arguably the second and third best team in the NFC behind Philly, did win those games for sure. So post-Thanksgiving, not a great result. But at the same time, what I still will say, after watching the Cowboys, watching the Giants yesterday, even watching the Minnesota Vikings really struggle and have the New England Patriots keep pace. And the Patriots are 6-4, but I think they're one of the pretenders of teams that are over 500 with Mac Jones and just not a lot of talent on that roster. Minnesota barely beat that football team. I was watching both games and I still came to the conclusion that of all years for the Eagles to be 9-1, they are very lucky based on who the other top teams in the NFC are still from a ceiling standpoint. I think this year compared to past years, the Eagles really did get a bargain with who they have to compete with. Yes, record-wise, Minnesota and Dallas, they're right there. Minnesota is now 9-2. Dallas is 8-3. Minnesota's a game and a half behind, considering tiebreakers. Same with Dallas here. They're right behind you in the division race with just one less win. But at the same time, I think you look at those other top teams in the NFC this year compared to last year and the year before. You look at the Los Angeles Rams when they won a Super Bowl. You look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last year or the year in 2020 when they won it all. You look at the Green Bay Packers the past 2 years with MVP Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. You look at those three teams at their ultimate ceiling compared to the Minnesota Vikings at their ultimate ceiling, the Dallas Cowboys at their ultimate ceiling, the New York Giants at their ultimate ceiling. You look at pretty much even Tampa Bay this year. You look at all of those teams, and yes, record-wise, they're right there with Philly. That's why all these wins are so important, and you can't get comfortable at 9-1. But back to that conversation of when it comes time for the playoffs, and it's one game, sudden death, right? Do or die, or you go home. In that way, the Eagles, I love who they have to deal with in the conference this year versus past years. I don't think Dallas and Minnesota are your you know, prototypical top tier teams in a conference. I still believe that after watching them. Do they have a lot of talent? Absolutely. Dallas is loaded on both sides of the ball. So is Minnesota, but they just don't play like unstoppable top teams. They don't look like the Eagles at their ceiling. They don't look like the Bills at their ceiling, or the Chiefs, or again, the Rams of last year, the Packers, the Buccaneers. I'm still coming away with the conclusion that of all teams in the NFC who I don't want to see, or who I want to avoid until the conference championship, I would still say it's the San Francisco 49ers and it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I still think at some point Brady and that roster that's been in it every year lately, they're going to figure it out. Or at least more to the standpoint of they'll figure it out and be a bigger threat in the playoffs than Dallas and Minnesota. Maybe most people don't agree with that right now. I would still rather play the Cowboys, the Vikings, the Giants than I would San Francisco or even the Buccaneers. I think San Fran, you look at the, yes, Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't scare you at all. That's the good thing about the conferences here entirely, even with the other teams I mentioned. There's not really a quarterback that you're scared of. So that's huge. But San Francisco, you look at, I was watching that Monday night game and it was against Arizona, but you look at that group of four weapons wise, Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, Christian McCaffrey, the talent on that defense, when they get fully healthy, that's the team that I'd rather avoid. I still think that's the second biggest threat in the NFC, or I should say the second team that could make it to the Super Bowl over the Eagles is the 49ers, over the Vikings, over the Cowboys, over those other teams. So not an ideal result on Thanksgiving when it comes to the impact on the NFC standing is against the Eagles, with Dallas and Minnesota both getting a win, but I still don't think those teams are your typical top-tier teams in a conference for sure. Guys, coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles, I want to get into an interesting question that I saw posed on Twitter that had to do with second-year receiver Devontae Smith. Is Smith having a disappointing year through 10 games? We'll get into that coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles. And guys, today's episode of Locked On Eagles is sponsored by Prize Picks Daily Fantasy. I love Prize Picks. I'm a big traditional fantasy football guy. I have my league with my boys that I've been in since 2009, but I really needed to switch things up over the past few years, and that's where Prize Picks has come in. This is how it works. You pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry, and it's no competing with other people. It's more peaceful, honestly. It's just you versus the projection available. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport you watch. That includes, of course, the NFL, college football, the NBA, MLB, NHL, PGA. You got college basketball with men's and women's, soccer, of course, the FIFA World Cup's going on right now, esports, the WNBA. You can think of anything, and it's there at Prize Picks. MMA, boxing, disc golf, cricket, all that and more. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy. Safe and fast withdrawals as well. Currently operational in over 30 states and Canada. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code LOCKEDON. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks is going to give you $100. If you deposit $50, they'll get you $50. Don't forget to enter the promo code LOCKEDON at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. We thank you so much for making Locked On Eagles your first listen each and every day. Guys, make sure your second listen is the Locked On Sports Today podcast. From the games that matter the most to the biggest stories in sports, go beyond the scoreboard and behind the scenes with local experts and insight only Locked On can provide. Locked On Sports Today, available on this app, YouTube, and wherever you get your podcasts. I want to get into something that I saw on Twitter yesterday, and I want to get your thoughts on this. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter after you listen to the show, at Lockdown Birds and at DiBiase, L-O-E. Is Devontae Smith having a disappointing season? That is a question that I saw posed yesterday, and I saw kind of a back-and-forth conversation, and I get some people's perspectives from like expectations versus what he's actually doing, the type of plays he's making week in and week out. I think some people, I understand why they think he might not be having the year two breakout that somebody like Jalen Waddle is right now with the Miami Dolphins. But at the same time, is Devontae Smith having a disappointing season? I don't think at all. Look, Devontae Smith this year, he needs, listen to this. I saw this from our good friend Jeff Kerr over at CBS. He tweeted this yesterday. Devontae Smith, over the final 7 games of the year, he needs 37 more catches to have the most receptions of any Eagle in their first 2 years. Devontae Smith is not having a disappointing season. Sure, are there games where you know, against Detroit and against Pittsburgh, A.J. Brown takes over? Absolutely. Are there games where Dallas Goedert takes over, like against Jacksonville and against Houston? Absolutely. But at the same time, Devontae has still been a go-to weapon in this offense, even at full strength. Devontae Smith has more 6-plus reception games than A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert, Quez Watkins, anybody on this offense. He also leads the team in receptions right now with 52. He's on pace for 23 more catches this year versus his rookie year last year. So he had 64 receptions last year. This year, he's on pace for a team high 87. So Devontae, you look at the way he separates still with his elite route running on the outside in the slot. I mean, look at how he was turning guys inside out against Indianapolis last week. That was some awesome route running. I was nerding out watching Devontae separate against press man, off coverage. You see the breakout games that he's still having. Week 3 against Washington, that was the best game of his career. I think that was as good as what A.J. Brown did against the Steelers and against the Lions. Devontae is still a go-to weapon in this offense. And I think, you know, this is where I'll say I want more from Smith. It's his yards per reception. Last year, he ended the season with a 14.3 yards per catch average. This year right now, he's at 10.8, almost 4 yards less per catch than just a year ago. Is that his fault? No. But I think I want more deep shots for Devontae. And you saw they almost hit on one against Indianapolis. Jalen Hurts fit that in a bucket to Devontae. It was going to be a really tough catch. He almost brought it down against Stephon Gilmore down the right sideline. But I think those deep, you know, deeper completions is where they're kind of lacking. And I think sometimes it's because A.J. Brown's getting those looks, Quez Watkins getting those looks. The offense overall just aren't taking those shots. You also see they're just using him in different ways this year. Devontae Smith has been used a lot in the screen game. You're seeing him in the slot more, being used in the intermediate areas of the field, over the middle. So I think Devontae's been very effective this year in the role that he's been playing. I think, yeah, the one thing, though, I'd like to see more of that's been a little disappointing is that you're not getting the chunk yardage from Smith that you did last year. And again, I don't think most of that is his fault, but that's definitely the area I would want to see improved. This year, again, he's on pace for 23 more catches than last year, right? From 64 to 87. But at the same time, he's only on pace for 34 more total yards. Last year, he broke the rookie record for most yards in a single season for an Eagles rookie receiver with 916 yards. However, this year, he's only on pace for 950. So 23 more catches, but only 34 more yards. Again, his role is different, but he was so, so good last year down the field, contested catch-wise, creating separation with speed, with elite route running. You're still seeing that this year. You saw all the deep shots against Washington. He should have had like a 92-yard catch against Houston for a touchdown. He separated, but Jalen Hurts just missed him. They just missed on the connection in Indianapolis. So I think it's going to come together and you're going to see more of that. But that's definitely the area I would like to see improved, certainly. But overall, is Devontae Smith having a disappointing year? Not at all. You knew these guys were going to almost kind of have to take turns. Like, you know, you look at, for an NBA analogy, the Golden State Warriors when they had Kevin Durant. Sometimes it was Steph Curry's night. Sometimes it was Klay Thompson's night. A lot of the time it was Kevin Durant's night. A.J. Brown's kind of like the Kevin Durant of this offense. He's going to get more of those games than these other weapons. And then I feel like Dallas Goedert's your Klay Thompson, right? He's going to have some massive games too. And then I would say Devontae's maybe your Steph Curry, right? I think that's actually right too, considering he's the smaller guy that's more built on route running. Like that's like a jump shot, whereas Kevin Durant and A.J. Brown, they were built in a lab with all the physical traits. I think that actually works. I think Devontae is kind of like your Steph Curry in this offense. But at the same time, he's actually had, like I said, more 6-plus catch games than A.J. Brown, than Dallas Goedert. So no, I don't think he's been disappointing at all. That's just kind of the nature of this offense. And I think he's going to continue to heat up down the stretch. Without Goedert still for about another month, he's going to be crucial moving forward. And I don't think you win that game against the Colts last week without Devontae. Coming up next right here on Locked On Eagles, the Eagles on defense are killing it when it comes to getting to the quarterback with a 4-man pass rush. They're on a historic rate that I want to get into coming up right here on Locked On Eagles. And guys, today's show is sponsored by Simply Safe Security. Securing your home, if you've been putting it off, you've got to get over to Simply Safe. It's the number one home security system for 50% off. This is their biggest offer of the year, and you don't want to miss it. I love their technology. It makes me feel so much more secured when it comes to their crystal clear live HD stream of your security cameras, the wide variety of high-tech sensors. Honestly, there was a time where I thought something was going on at my new place, and Simply Safe reassured me that all things were good. They were named the best home security system of 2022 by the U.S. News and World Report, a third year in a row. In an emergency, 24/7 professional monitoring agents use Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe to capture critical evidence and verify that the threat is real. That's what happened with me. So you can get priority police response. Simply Safe is home security with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door. HD security cameras for inside and out, smarter ways to detect motion that alert you only when a threat is real, and even hazard sensors that detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home. Don't miss your chance to save big on the only security system I recommend. Get 50% off any new Simply Safe system at simplysafe.com/lockedonNFL. This is their biggest discount of the year, so don't wait. It's simplysafe.com/lockedonNFL. There is no safe like Simply Safe. I'm Louis DiBiase. We thank you so much for making Locked On Eagles your first listen each and every day. Getting into some Devontae Smith talk, a look at the NFC standings after the Thanksgiving games. The Eagles have a big matchup this Sunday night against the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers has been super disappointing this year, but I still think that he is the best quarterback the Eagles have faced this year. Outside of, it's been, Kirk Cousins from a talent perspective, Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville, and maybe Kyler Murray in Arizona. But I still think even this year's version of Aaron Rodgers, still the toughest test that the Eagles have faced. It's going to be very important for this defense to make sure Rodgers is uncomfortable. And I think that starts with two players, Hassan Reddick and Javon Hargrave. It is, the Eagles are so deep on the defensive line. Brandon Graham has been stepping up. That sack against Matt Ryan last week to end the game was huge. You also see what Jordan Davis did before he got hurt. And Donovan Sue now stepping up. And Linval Joseph and Josh Sweat arguably has been their most consistent pass rusher on the edge this year from a pass rush win rate standpoint. But the two big guys that are killing it, and they're going to be crucial to getting to Rodgers on Sunday night, Hassan Reddick and Javon Hargrave. They're really on a pace, sack production-wise, that we haven't seen in decades. So Reddick and Hargrave right now, Reddick has 7.5 sacks that leads the team. Javon Hargrave has 7 sacks. By the way, he has 6 sacks in the last 3 games. He is on fire. He had the most pressures of any defensive lineman, even last week against the Colts for the Eagles, and he did not get a sack. He's been tearing it up this last month. It's kind of cool to see. The Eagles have not had this kind of pass rush production in a while. Again, from a sack standpoint, yes, 2018 Fletcher Cox was incredible. So was Brandon Graham. And those 2 years you had Chris Long and Michael Bennett coming in, Vinnie Curry and Derek Barnett, Malik Jackson even, and Timmy Jernigan on the inside. But this would be, Reddick and Hargrave are both on pace for over 10 sacks this year. That would be the first time that's happened for Philadelphia where two pass rushers have had double-digit sacks since 2011 when Trent Cole and Jason Babin did it. Yeah, I bet you're all cringing when you heard the name Jason Babin. He had 18 sacks that year. Trent Cole, I believe, had 11 or 12 as well. That was the last time you've seen two Eagles have double-digit sacks. Even the last time you saw a guy on the edge, like Hassan Reddick, that's had double-digit sacks, Connor Barwin back in 2014. It's been 8 years. Fletcher Cox had 10 sacks in 2018, but from a defensive end player, you haven't seen it since Barwin in 2014. Hassan Reddick's doing it this year. Javon Hargrave is doing it. They are also the first Eagles teammates to have 7-plus sacks in 10 games since 1992 with Reggie White and Clyde Simmons. They are going to be so important moving forward to keep pace in this NFC and secure that number one seed. And honestly, after this year, I think the Eagles have to pay Javon Hargrave. Last year you saw how dominant he was the first half of the season. And then he kind of slowed down a little bit. And I was wondering, was that just a flash in the pan for Hargrave? Well, seeing what he's been doing this year as well, from a pass rush standpoint on the inside, this is not a fluke. He is one of the best pass rushing defensive tackles in the NFL. And I can't imagine the Eagles, considering how much they prioritize that, philosophy-wise, from a roster-building perspective, I cannot imagine they would let one of the best pass-rushing defensive tackles go this year. I just can't imagine it. I think they're going to pay Hargrave in the offseason, and I think it's probably the last you've seen of Fletcher Cox, right? Because if they pay Hargrave, you have Hargrave long-term, Jordan Davis, Milton Williams, Marlon Tuipulotu. You've got two first-round draft picks this year. You could draft another defensive tackle. Heck, even you could consider bringing back Ndamukong Suh or Linval Joseph over Fletcher Cox. There's a lot of options. And I thought maybe, you know, heading into the year, I thought maybe you bring back Fletcher Cox over Javon Hargrave after the season. I thought maybe he'd be a cheaper option, and I didn't think the gap between them production-wise was really that substantial, but now it looks like it absolutely is. I think it's imperative that they pay Hargrave, and they don't want to just be fine at the defensive line. They could let Hargrave walk and have Jordan Davis, Milton Williams, Tuipulotu. They could draft a guy and just go super young, but I don't think they want to do that. And they want to have at least one proven stud veteran on that inside, and you already have that guy in Hargrave. I think of all these free agents, there are a lot of them, right? Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, Marcus Epps, James Bradbury, Kazir White, TJ Edwards, Brandon Graham, Miles Sanders, Isaac Seumalo. Of all these players that need new contracts this offseason from Howie Roseman, if they're going to spend big on a non-quarterback this year, I think it's going to be Hargrave. He has earned it. He has been dominant. Him and Hassan Reddick have been your top two guys when it comes to rushing the passer. All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's edition of Locked On Eagles. We will see you Sunday night after the game. Eagles-Packers, the Eagles wearing all black, black helmet, black jersey, black pants. They rarely ever lose in that look with those uniforms. So going to be an exciting game on Sunday Night Football at Lincoln Financial Field. We'll be back for the postgame show after the game. Hit us up on Twitter at Locked On Birds and at DBSELOE. You can find our show on all podcast platforms on the Odyssey app, Apple, Google Play, Spotify, everywhere, YouTube as well, to see my beautiful Italian mug on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel, and we thank you as always for making Locked On Eagles your first listen each and every day. Make sure your second listen is the Locked On Sports Today podcast. All the news across the world of sports in under 30 minutes, free and available wherever you get your shows. As always, thank you for downloading. Thank you for watching and listening to Locked On Eagles, and let's go Birds.